heading into 2017, we're trying to make a lot of big changes. The state of New York wrestling as of January is going to be completely different, depending on the new rules in the New York State Athletic Commission. So we're going to have to roll with the punches with that. But come hell or high water, we will be back in 2017 and bigger and better than ever. This show is a showing of that change. This is a mark of change for our company. If you take a look at some of the members of the roster heading into the show, we will have new members of our roster. We are having talents making their in-ring debut. Ronnie Burton is a guy that has been getting a lot of buzz from people we've been talking to, and AJ Orsini, our matchmaker, actually spoke with Ronnie Burton, and he is a trainee of the Black and Brave School in Iowa. For those who don't know, that's Seth Rollins' school. So mm-hmm. This is a guy trained by a two-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion, a guy that's seen every single week on television. And he's one of the first, if not one of the early graduates from that school, and we are the home for his pro wrestling debut. And that's kind of a pretty cool feather in our cap to give opportunity. That's kind of the trend for our company, is giving people opportunity. And also, 2KW Pro 7 on October 22nd marks the debut in 2KW of Team Pazuzu. Team Pazuzu has been running down in many different iterations throughout the world of pro wrestling. You can see them in CZW, Beyond Wrestling. They've been all over the map, and on October 22nd, Jocka joins Team EYFBO to go up against the Zoltan of Chris Cage and Whiplash and the King of Kaiju Raid. And in an interesting stat, between Chris Cage, Mike Drastic, and Raze, they have been in every single main event of the first 7 2KW shows.
That's a cornerstone right there.
Yeah. And that's kind of a big deal for us to have those guys in there in the main event. Those are 5 of those 6 guys have been a part of this company from even before our first show in our current form in 2014, and to have that be the main event for our last show in the Bronx, at least in Darrow's Extreme Fitness, is kind of a big moment for us. And also, we're trying different things. We're approaching these shows with trying to integrate our audience into it a little bit more. We do a lot of fan outreach. If you follow us on Twitter or Instagram or on Facebook, we are very communicative with our audience. We try to talk to our fans as much as possible. And we've decided to do something new in terms of Facebook. Facebook today instituted a shop feature for a bunch of different fan pages and for a bunch of different like pages. We are one of those pages. So we decided today to put not only our tickets for 2KW Pro 7 on the Facebook page, along with our partners, Brown Paper Tickets, and you can get tickets as well at 2kwpro.com. But we have a special ticket offer that's only available on our Facebook page, and that is a ticket and a meal. So you get a hot dog and a drink for only $14. So I feel like that's a great option and a great offer. So you get food and a ticket for less than a tenth of what a Met ticket tomorrow night would cost.